Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls basketball. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli here at the Owls Nest. Tonight, your Bradford Owls are taking on the Brookville Raiders in a D9 contest. It's good to have you back, Gavin.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I was hoping you wouldn't be here tonight and you'd actually be in New Orleans.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Didn't work out that way.
It didn't work out that way. If you don't know, Gavin's a Bills season ticket holder, and he probably would have found his way to New Orleans should that have happened.
I don't think so. That's out of my price range.
I know. So, welcome. Thank you for being with us tonight. It's going to be a challenging game for the Owls. Brookville's a quality program. They come in tonight. We'll talk about their last game against Elk. They actually played for the District 9 regular season title. And they scored 32 points in the fourth quarter to draw within two of Elk County and then end up losing the game by four. Just, I see that and just go, wow, because we know how good Elk County is and how far they're going to go in the single A state playoffs. Brookville, slightly larger school, they're triple A, but.
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, especially when Elk gets a lead like that, they're just going to go into the North Carolina Dean Smith four corners and say, we'll kill 4 minutes of this 8 minute clock and good luck. So that's something else to be able to put up that many points in 8 minutes against Elk County.
Yeah, both teams have to participate in that. Really.
Yeah.
So senior night here at the Owls Nest, the Owls recognizing their only senior, Talon Reese. Talon came back roughly four games ago from his thumb injury. And it's been exciting. He's had moments where he's dominated games. The supporting cast hasn't really been there sometimes. But, you know, try to finish up the season strong tonight. They've got one more game next week. I believe it's against Elk. Makeup game. And so just try to finish the season strong and get the guys excited for next year.
Yeah, and, you know, we said it all year, they're young. So, you know, just being able to build off of this and just keep it going year after year, you know, establishing a culture under Coach Bernardi, that's most important. And, you know, these last few games, you don't want to end the season on a low note. You know, end it on a high note in which you can carry it over to the next year. So it's just important to, you know, to close out the season strong, especially on your home court.
Pretty good crowd on hand tonight, even though there was no school today in person. They had virtual school due to that crappy weather this morning. But so it's going to be a good night in the Owl's Nest. JV game from earlier, Brookville won that 54-29, which is quite a few points for a JV game.
Yeah.
We've been seeing some low-scoring games. Brookville comes in with an overall record of 11-6 and 6-2 in District 9. Both of those losses to the Elk County Catholic Crusaders. So we're going to take a break here for the national anthem, and we'll be back with your starting lineups. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick, Gavin Piscatelli, Owls Nest Senior Night. D9 matchup against the Brookville Raiders. And here are your starting lineups. I'll start with the visiting Brookville Raiders. Tonight they're going to have Jesse Lucas, Wyatt Mackins, Miller, Haynes, and Burton starting for the Raiders, who are going to be dressed in their road blue with white trim.
Yeah, and for the Owls, we got number 3, Taryn Reese. We have his brother, number 23, Talon, who was recognized before the game here tonight. Number 11, Marcus Twilliger, and then 24, Carter Rulo, and 33, Daniel Marasco to close out the starting five for the Owls.
So very nice Nice crowd on hand. And you can always tell how good the visitors are when the visiting stands are almost full. So even on a Thursday night in a two-hour drive, and there's a wrestler. When the guys show up with big old biceps, they're usually wrestlers. Brookville has a quality wrestling program.
Yeah, they certainly
as well.
Do, and a quality basketball team as well. So.
So the Owls look to get back in the winning column here. It's the Brookville Raiders. Got to stay out of foul trouble, as always.
Yep.
Although the bench goes seven deep, maybe eight deep. They don't lose a lot, but still, you know, your couple leaders out there, Marcus Terwilliger, Daniel Marasco, and Talon Reese, if they get in foul trouble, I mean, you lose a lot of height, you lose a lot of experience.
And, you know, it's important to get some contributions from your bench, you know, because Brookville, they'll certainly maybe pour in 15 points off the bench.
Indeed.
You'd like to think so, you know, if the Owls can get you 10, 12 points off the bench, that's fine, you know. They just got to be a team effort tonight.
Yep.
I mean, Brookville's always a tough team to go against.
Convert all the easy ones if you get them.
Yes.
And it's certainly free throws when you get them. You know, we've been struggling at making free throws, and that never helps at any cost. So the Owls are going to be in their home whites with the black and red trim. Brookville in the road blue with the white trim. Thought the official scorer got in trouble again, but she didn't. Okay, it's going to be Daniel Maresco jumping against
Carter Mackins.
Carter Mackins. Thank you for being with us tonight. Daniel Maresco wins the tip out to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball, drives down the lane all the way. Did a little juke and jive and drew the foul. Is going to get two shots.
It's a great drive there by Carter, and it looks like they got Carter Mackins on the foul. That's going to be his first, and Marcus is going to head to the line here. So, you know, great early take there by Marcus, and first one's good. Count it. And, you know, that was a good first. I mean, it only took 8 seconds for the Owls to be aggressive here tonight. And both free throws are good from Marcus, so it's an early 2-0 lead
good.
For the Owls.
Just took the ball, saw a little opening down the lane, took it strong. Owls fall back into a 2-3. No, they're... Yeah, 2-3 zone. Looks like...
And we got a foul underneath. Looks like they're going to get Daniel with his first.
Daniel Marasco with a foul away from the... Well, not necessarily away from the ball, but certainly away from the basket. Brookville's going to inbound. They inbound deep. There's a three ball from Brookville. Nothing but net from Haynes. That's Haynes from deep. Brookville takes a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, that was a pure stroke from Haynes.
It was. Here comes Talon Reese. I thought, yes, he is going to take it. It's off the back iron, rebounded by Brookville. Brookville works it around the outside. Little penetration, kicks it out to the corner. Dribble into the foul line. Back out top, out on top. Good defense here by your Owls, but they get it down low. Oh, and that was a very strong move by Mackins. Mackins got it and it just overpowered Daniel there and put it in. So Brookville's up 5-2. There's a three ball from Talon Reese again off the mark. Rebounded by Brookville.
Yeah, the Owls need, I mean, the first possession, the Owls immediately took it to the hole, and, you know, they got a foul. They need to be more aggressive that way. They're hanging out around the three-point line as we got a travel on Jesse Lucas of Brookville, and it's going to go back to the Owls. Well, like I was saying, you know, they've settled for some long threes the past few possessions. That first, it took them 8 seconds, that first possession. Marcus put his head down, went hard to the hole.
Yep.
He got fouled, he made both free throws. You know, I'd like to see the Owls get moving back into that.
Indeed. You can get them in foul trouble and shoot the freeze. So... Taryn Reese brings it up court, calls out the play. Gets it over to Marcus Terwilliger on a wing. Terwilliger dribbles into the foul line, kicks it over to Talon Reese. We got a little bit of an obstructed view. There's Rulo. Rulo makes his first shot, mid-range jumper. Owls pull it within 1 point, 5-4. There's a drive by Brookville off the mark. Scrum. Brookville comes away with a loose ball. And there's that pure stroke, but this time it's off the mark.
Yeah, Haynes, you can't give him too much. Too
Howell's
much
rebound. Beautiful pass to Daniel Marasco down low. Lays it in. Marcus Terwilliger with the assist. Owls take the 6-5 lead.
Yeah, and the Owls, if they can do it, you need to get out in the fast break. They're deadly in fast break. And here's a three from Brookville. That's no good. Rule gets the board, and it's going to be a foul on number 20, Gabe Miller, his first. Team second.
Okay, the Owls, you know, doing well. Doing
yeah.
well. Just
yeah.
hold your own. Stay in it. Stay in it as long as you can. Getting some good boards.
Yeah.
A couple scrums on the ground. So here comes Taryn Reese. So Rulo with the ball. Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus looking for a little bit of an opening. Drives it low. Puts it in. Nice move by Marcus Terwilliger. Puts it in. The Owls take an 8-5 lead. Marcus Terwilliger very aggressive tonight. Good to see. Now the Owls back playing tough defense. Drive down the lane. There's that three ball again off the mark. Rebounded by Brookville. Put back up. Another rebound by Brookville. Missed twice. Daniel Marasco comes away with a rebound.
Yeah, the Elves got away with one there. Miller had two chances right underneath the hoop and couldn't get
Talon
it converted.
Reese to the mid-range jumper, and it's good. Talon's on the board. So just a nice little run here by the Owls. Open up a five-point lead.
8-0 run by the Owls here to get it up to 10-5. You know, and they got all the momentum as an air ball by Brookville, and they're going to push it.
Marasco quick to Talon Reese. Talon Reese looking for somebody. Gets it back to Terwilliger. Is going to take a three off the back iron. Rebounded almost by Marasco.
Yeah, they had Marasco and Rulo both were down there, and they kind of tipped it away from each other. But this is exactly what the Owls needed to start offensively, a 10-5 lead. And now they're getting Brookville to slow it down.
Yep. So everything working in the Owls' favor right now. You know, there's a pass down low and a lay-in. Real good give and go to Miller, who lays it in. Here come your Owls. Quick down court. Talon Reese gets fouled underneath.
Looks like that's going to be on Miller. I think that's going to be his second as well. And it is. So Miller's going to – I think they're going to get Jake Simeon to check in for Miller, and they do.
Yep. Miller with two quick fouls here in the first quarter, halfway through the first.
And for the Owls, Tyler Simons checks in for Taryn Reese. It's going to be out of bounds under.
They get it into Rulo. Rulo, little Kareem Abdul skyhook there Rulo, and it's in.
That was a good take. Rulo just went up, took two dribbles right in the chest of his defender, and kept the ball as far as way to prevent a blocked shot, and it was nothing but net.
Owls back playing tough defense here. Talon Reese. Now Marasco in the corner. They had to kick it all the way back out up top and restart. They get it down low. And there's a little jumper by Lucas, Jesse Lucas, and puts in his first points of the game. Can't see that corner, Gav. Talon Reese out above the three-point line. Gets it to the foul line to Daniel Marasco. Marasco makes a strong move. He's going to shoot it off the mark. Rebounded by Brookville.
Yeah, I think Daniel was looking for a foul there. A lot of contact. Could have gone either way. So the refs letting him play here early.
It remains 12-9, Owls lead.
And Talon's going to get a foul.
Yeah, it's going to be Talon Reese's first, I think. Yep.
That's going to send Kellen Haynes to the line. He's going to shoot two as the Owls lead 12-9 here. With 2:53 left in the first quarter. First one's up off the back iron and no good from Haynes. This is the start of the Owls. Offensively, this is a great start for the Owls. This is exactly what they're looking for. Second one from Haynes is up. No good and a strong board Talon there.
You know, right now, Brookville's a little frazzled.
Yeah.
So 12-9, your Owls lead with possession. Talon Reese with the ball. Out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger calls out the play. Into the corner for Talon Reese. Talon makes a drive. He's too far into the basket. Gets it. Oh, tries a backyard shot off the mark. And there's, oh, my goodness.
That's good defense there by Simons. He jumped with him.
Yep.
He was straight up, and it caused the miss and a strong board by Carter Rulo.
So the Raiders had an easy layup, and Simmons comes up short there. Rebounded by Brookville. They're off and running quick. And there's a quick hand by Talon Reese. Steals it away. So the Owls with possession. Simmons to Williger in the corner. Down low to Rulo. Rulo spin move. Lays it in. Rulo strong underneath. The Owls build a 14-9 lead.
And Carter's getting any shot he wants underneath the hoop. You know, that was with his left hand. He hit one with the right earlier, and then he hit a jumper. I mean, he's whatever he wants down there, he's getting that to that shot, and he's knocking them down as he has 6 points here in the first quarter. 14-9 lead for the Owls.
That guy right there is very tall. That's Jake Simeon that checked into the game.
Got to travel up top. Yep, Haynes got started too early. This is a great start by the Owls. 14-9. You know, a team that, you know, they, even though Brookville lost to Elk County, all the momentum in the world was coming. When you score 32 points in the fourth quarter,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
You got a bunch of momentum. So for the Owls to be able to get off to this start, it's everything.
Evan Troisi checked into the game for Daniel Marasco. Give Daniel a little bit of breathing time. There's Talon Reese.
I would love to see the Owls get Carter a touchdown here down low.
Oh, there's a dribble off his foot and a backcourt violation.
Unfortunate there, yeah. You know.
1:12 to go, 14-9 lead for your Bradford Owls. Inbound, cross court to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive. And
I think they got Marcus with a reach underneath. And they did.
They did. That's his first. That's going to be the team's third.
Taryn's going to check back in for...
Taryn's coming in for Big Brother.
Talon, yep.
Getting Talon a rest here with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass to a wide open...
Simeon,
who lays it in.
Yeah, just a defensive breakdown on the out-of-bounds under for the Owls there.
14-11. Owls lead. Here comes Twilliger all the way down the lane. It's blocked.
I think he stepped out of bounds. Yeah, so he was.
It's Owls ball.
Yeah, so Reese Taylor, he was running after the ball. He didn't reestablish. He was running out of bounds when he grabbed the ball. He hadn't reestablished himself in bounds. So I think that's why they're going to give it back to the Owls here.
Okay. 48.4 to go. Owls inbound. Twilliger out to Rulo.
Yeah,
Rulo spinning.
This is exactly what you want out of Carter. He can either get to the hook shot or kick it out for an open shot.
Simmons, pass to Troisi off the mark. Stolen away. Oh, looks like Rulo's going to get his first and the team's fourth. It'll be two shots here for Brookville. Two shots for
Reese Taylor. Took a hard fall there, so it was good to see him get up pretty quick.
Yep. 31.1 to go in the first. Owls with a three-point lead. Brookville at the line. First one's up and in. Talon Reese checks back into the game for Carter Rulo. 31.1 to go in the first quarter. Second one's up and in for Taylor. So we have a one-point game. The Owls have the lead with 29 seconds to go.
Here's Steve. The Owls hold for one here. Work for a quality shot.
Yep. At least go into the break with a lead.
Yeah.
If they can, but they're going to. Twilliger drives, kicks it out. That's Taryn Reese with a three ball. Talon Reese with a rebound. Now we're down to 11 seconds. Talon's going to. He sees an opening. He's taking it in. He got the and one old-fashioned three ball.
Strong take there from Talon. He realized the clock situation and saw he had an opening there as that fouls on Jake Stamayan. And Talon just with a hard finish there, and he gets to go to the line for one. First one's up, the only one's up, and it is good. Count it for Talon.
Very nice. So the Owls will go to the break with a lead. 5 seconds to go. Pressure on the ball. They're not even, well, I'll tell you.
That looked like four steps.
That was impressive. But, okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back for the start of the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the start of the second quarter. James Patrick, Gavin Piscatelli, Owls Nest. Your Owls lead 17-13 after one great first quarter for the Owls offensively, defensively. Here comes Brookville with the ball.
Yeah, I'd really love to see the Owls, you know, start the second quarter how they finished it, you know. They had an early deficit there. They went on an 8-0 run, and they haven't trailed ever since. This is just some good defense. Oh, an almost steal by Taryn Reese. Good rotation. That's a three ball for Brookville. Off the back rim, no good.
Marcus Terwilliger with a strong rebound, but then it's tipped away. Brookville comes away with it. And it's up and in by Mackins. Mackins strong to the hole. Okay, full court pressure here by Brookville.
Yeah, they're going to apply this pressure here. And it looks like Talon got fouled. And three. They got the foul before Coach Bernardi is looking for a timeout. They got the foul first, so that works out better for the Owls.
Yeah, Talon.
And they got the foul on Mackins, his second. So both Gabe Miller and Carter Mackins have two fouls each for Brookville. But, yeah, Talon, Coach Bernardi was trying to call a timeout as Talon was over in that corner.
He was fighting two guys all over him. And
I'd say the Owls are pretty happy with that call that the foul came before the timeout. You don't ever want to burn a timeout this early.
So here comes a full court pressure again. They get it into Twilliger's double team. Twilliger gets it to Talon Reese, who gets it across the half court stripe. There's a Troisi.
That was a heck of an adjustment from Evan, though. He went up for a three and realized that was going to get blocked, so he just kind of like two hand threw it at the ground and it found an owl.
Simmons with a turnaround jumper. Nice move. Tyler Simmons is on the board. A fadeaway 10-foot jumper goes.
Yeah. You know, you can see the Owls, they're really engaged defensively right now, communicating. You can just, any screen, they're switching, you know, and they're yelling that they're switching, so there's no defensive lapses. Simmons almost got another steal.
I'll tell you, they're going for the steals on defense.
And I think Simmons was a little too much body on that one.
Simmons, that's his first, the team's first here in the second quarter.
Yeah. And the Owls, you know, so far in this game, they have five total fouls.
Five guys with one foul.
And that's how it is. Yeah, you don't need any with two or three. So, almost a steal there by Town.
So the Owls lead 19-15, 6:27 to go in the first half. Brookville possession. They get it out, top of the key. Marcus Terwilliger guarding the ball. Now it's Talon Reese. Brookville gets it to the foul line, kicks it out to a wing, drops it off. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded strong by Brookville off the mark. Maresco, or
strong board.
Terwilliger. Terwilliger goes up and rips it down on the rebound.
That was a heck of a rebound Reese. By Marcus, but Talon got, looked like they're calling a carry on him.
Yeah, he got it up by his head on the way down. He was changing direction. So 6 minutes to go, Owls with a four-point lead. Brookville basketball. So far they've done okay against that full court press, which has bothered them some most of the year.
And they're not really letting it speed them up either. You know, they're getting into a set, getting back into it. There's a long three, no good, and another strong rebound by Marcus. And they got numbers.
Marcus going to go all the way, give it to Simmons. Simmons gets it blocked.
Heck of a block there by Simeon.
Big time block.
Yeah.
So into the game comes Rulo and Maresco. for Simmons and Troisi. They get a nice ovation coming out. Everybody's contributing tonight. Daniel Marasco gets the ball, gets it out to Talon Reese. Talon Reese being guarded tightly. Still got his dribble going, gets it out to Taren Reese. Taren sets up a new play. Nice pick there by Marasco, give and go.
Heck of a pass by Taren.
Oh, Marasco works himself free and lays it in. 6 points now for, or sorry, 4 points for Marasco. 6-point lead for your Owls. There's a three ball by Brookville. Off the mark. Daniel Marasco skies high for the rebound.
Man, the Owls are doing it all tonight.
5 minutes to go in the first half. They get it down low. Talon Reese. Talon Reese spinning, kicks it back out. It's up. Who was it? Twilliger. I couldn't see him. Twilliger hits a three ball. That's a timeout taken by Brookville. And this place is going wild. Full timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Welcome back, James Patrick, Gavin Piscatelli, Owl's Nest. 4:49 to go in the game. Brookville with possession. Your Owls with a 9-point lead. Really great all-around performance by the Owls so far.
Yeah, and I mentioned at the start of this quarter, you know, I'd like to see the Owls start this quarter how they ended the first. Well, they have. They're currently on a 7-2 run in the quarter. And they're just playing great basketball, you know. They're converting offensively. They're playing hard-nosed defense. And when they're forcing misses, they're getting up above all the Brookville players and grabbing
There's
boards.
There's a block by Marasco. They got it back and put it in. That's Lucas. The Owls break the pressure. They get it to Talon Reese. That was Taren Reese who broke the pressure on the inbound pass. So Twilliger sets it up top. There's Talon Reese kicks it out to Rulo. Rulo to Marasco. Marasco gives it to Taren Reese. Twilliger in the corner. Twilliger, a little drive. Kicks it back to Talon. No look pass to Daniel. Back out to Talon, who takes a jumper, and it's off the mark. But it's rebounded by Daniel. Oh, and then Brookville gets it, takes it away from Daniel. But good look there for the Owls. You know, you're not going to make them all. Still a 7-point lead.
And I really like what the Owls are doing. You know, they're dribble driving, which is forcing Brookville to collapse, and then they're kicking it. But when they're kicking it, they're not settling for the open shot. They're trying to get to that rim and lay it in for two or get to the foul line.
Good defense by the Owls. Brookville around the three-point line, back and forth several times now. They do penetrate, kick it out for a three ball, and that's a good three ball by Lucas.
Yeah, Wyatt Lucas has come off the bench here, and he's been a kind of the spark plug that Brookville's needed.
He's got the last five, and it's a 4-point lead for your Owls. There's Carter Rulo down low, gets it off the mark, rebounded by Brookville.
And the Owls. Brookville's making a little run here. And it's Lucas again. We got a blocking foul. That's on Carter Rulo. That's going to be Carter's second. That's the team's third, I believe.
Team second.
Team second.
That was arguable.
It was close. Yeah,
arguable,
it was close.
But, you know, you're not going to get a lot of those. So Carter's laid in there and took the shot.
Yeah, the Elks just need to find a way to weather this little 5-0 run that Brookville's on. And fadeaway jumper, no good. And good board there by Marcus. He's up to Talon, and he might dunk this.
Talon
lays it in for two.
Gavin wasn't here for Talon's dunk earlier in the season, but I was telling him about it, and that was close to Reese having a chance to do it again. But he decided to lay it in, and you're out by six.
It's the smart play. You don't want to close game. You don't want to try and go for a dunk and, you know, miss it. And it's a free 2 points. You got to take them.
There's a drive. I'll tell you, there's hands everywhere. On the floor, it's going to be on Taryn Reese, I believe.
And they're calling that on the floor. That easily could have been an and one. So, and I think Brookville was kind of upset that that wasn't an and one.
Yep.
So, like you said, that's Terrence first, team's third. And really, you know, you mentioned it earlier, we got six guys with fouls, only one with two. So you're fine with it right now. You just can't let it add up.
There's a drive by Lucas for Brookville, who gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Al's trying to break this pressure. They do get it to Simmons. He's going to go all the way, lay it up. And there's Daniel Marasco with a rebound and putback, strong by Marasco.
That was a good job by Daniel. You know, he hustled because it looked like Simmons, that was going to be an easy two. Brookville did a very good job of contesting it to make that layup hard, and just kind of rolled out, but Daniel was right there and just finished it.
Brookville working it around the outside. Al's playing great defense here.
Tell you what, it is really fun watching Tyler Simmons play defense.
Off the mark, rebounded by Brookville, almost a three ball. There goes a three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Brookville again, and a miss, rebounded by Brookville again. So there's four shots. Four off the mark again. Talon Reese comes away with it,
and they got
and
a
he's
foul.
Fouled. So they had five attempts.
Yeah.
Very lucky that they didn't score, but you can't give them five attempts.
No, you certainly can't. No. They got that foul on number 11, Landon Marrera. But, man, like I was saying, watching Tyler Simmons play defense, it's fun because he is really engaged out there. You know, he's got that intense look on his face that he's not going to let you score.
Marasco back to Troisi, who checked into the game. Troisi's going to go all the way. Oh
what
hand
a pass.
It to Twilliger. Oh, Marcus looked almost in shock.
Yeah, that was
because Troisi had a layup himself. So
I don't think Marcus was expecting that pass, but it was a heck of a pass. You know, I think Troisi felt like he was too out of control to go up for two, and he just kind of dumped it off.
40 seconds to go in the first half. Owls with a six-point lead, and there's a
Marrera for two.
Yeah, nice put up for Marrera, and he puts it in. So a four-point lead, 27 seconds. Owls quickly down the court. Great move by Troisi there. Gets it all the way out to Talon Reese. I hope they hold for a last shot.
Coach Bernard is holding for one here. He's letting them know.
So the Owls are going to go to the locker room with the lead.
They got
there's a foul on the floor.
Yeah, so 12 seconds left here. They got Simeon. That's Jake Simeon second. So Brookville's got three guys with two fouls. They got Mackins, Miller, and Simeon.
Yep.
Mackins and Miller, two starters. Simeon, he was the first one off the bench.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Okay, Twilliger, long inbound to Talon Reese out above the three-point line. 10 seconds to go. Reese, Twilliger in the corner. Twilliger around his guy. Puts it up. Oh, two-hour Daniel with almost a rebound. So there's 1 second, and that's going to be your halftime score. Your Bradford Owls, 28. The Brookville Raiders, 24. We're going to tally up some stats. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design. Modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back, James Patrick, along with Gavin Piscatelli here at the Owl's Nest tonight on senior night. The Owls recognizing their lone senior, Talon Reese. And what a performance, Gavin. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you were to tell the Owls that they'd have a four-point lead at the half, they'd say, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been here the past few games, but, you know, when I was here for those games, I don't think they ever put up 28 points in a first half.
Nope.
I don't, even in a half alone, you know. And so to put up almost 30 points in a half against this type of team, it's really good, and
yep.
It's a collective effort tonight.
It is.
Not a one guy show scoring 15 first half points. It's a bunch of guys just buying in together, and it's working out for them, you know. They're getting it done offensively. Defensively, when they're forcing stops, they're getting rebounds. Besides maybe one or two possessions where they let two or three offensive rebounds, other than that, Marcus Twilliger, Talon Reese, Daniel Maratko, they are skying above Brookville,
yep.
coming down hard with those rebounds. And so that was a great first 16 minutes for
it
the
was.
There.
It was. They look like a totally different team. That there's been games that they didn't score 28, Gav.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got it tonight. Let's see if they can keep it for the second half, you know, and send Talon out on senior night with a victory.
Yeah.
Your Owls are, you know, like Gavin said, it's a team effort tonight. Four of the starters, Twilliger, Rulo, Marasco, and Reese, have 7, 6, 6, and 7 points. So just balanced scoring, balance everything.
Yeah.
Rebounding, assists, just a great overall team performance. Nobody for your Owls in foul trouble. Carter Rulo with 2. 3 of the people on Brookville have 2. So it'll be a very exciting second half, I'm sure.
Yeah, and this is what high school basketball is, you know. Looking at the box score at halftime, you know, like you said, Tyler Simmons, 2 points. Twilliger and Reese, 7 points. And then Rulo and Marasco, 6 points. Then you look down at Brookville. They got 8 guys on the score sheet. This is team high school basketball, and it's just from a neutral perspective, it's fun to watch. It's not just for an example. It's not Kellen Haynes and Talon going at each other. It's the teams going at each other. It's not solo ball. There's almost no isolation. So it's just been a really good first half of high school basketball, and hopefully the Owls, you know, come out like they did in the first two quarters here in the second half. And you know, kind of towards the end of the first half there, you know, Brookville went on a little bit of that run thanks
yep.
to Wyatt Lucas coming off the bench. He scored 5 quick points in a row. But they just keep doing what they're doing, you know, buy in defensively, buy in offensively, and good things will happen, and they have happened tonight. So
yeah, the Owls commonly struggle with the full court press against them.
Yeah.
And it's worked. They turned it over once, but
yeah.
they've broken it most every time.
And there's 2 components to a full court press from a defensive mindset. The first is obviously get a steal right out of it. The second is to speed them up and force them into a bad mistake, whether it's a bad pass, a
yep.
bad shot. But the Owls, you know, they're beating the press. And if they have the numbers to go to the rim, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And it kind of helps when you have Talon doing it. He's a quarterback. You know, he can read everything. So when they're breaking through it and they're saying, I probably shouldn't go after this, they're pulling it out, looking at Coach Bernardi, they get a set going. And it's like I said, I mean, it's discipline. It's not really a word we've used much with this team this year, but they're being very disciplined.
They are. So we're going to take one more short break, and we'll be back with the second half. This is Bradford Isles Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
And welcome back, almost out of the halftime here. I think Jason Nuzzo went in and gave the team a halftime speech. I'm not sure. I saw him coming out of the locker room. So I'm sure both coaches have made adjustments here at halftime. We're about to get underway. Looks like Bradford's going to have the ball to start the third quarter. They lead by four. Strap your safety belts on for a fantastic finish here.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Taryn Reese along with Rulo, Marasco, Terwilliger, and Talon Reese. Your original starting five. Owls pass around the outside, down and low. Low to Terwilliger, who gets fouled. That foul's going to be on Lucas, or Jesse Lucas, his first and the team's first.
Kind of threw his hands up in the air there at the end, and the ref gave him kind of a hard look, so I'm going to be curious to see if they're going to not be taking any of that nonsense.
Taryn Reese gets it in to Daniel Marasco. Good defensive pressure there by Brookville. I'm sure their coach talked a little bit of defense in the locker room. There's Rulo. Rulo to, oh, almost threw it away. Talon wasn't ready for the pass, I don't think. Reese loses control. It goes to Marasco. Those little things are happening for the Owls right now.
Yeah, a little sloppy here.
A lot sloppy.
Yeah, also but it really hasn't hurt them. You know, they've been able to regroup.
It goes out of bounds off of Brookville.
They've almost took a full minute off this first possession here.
Taryn Reese gets
good
it.
Pass.
Beautiful to Daniel Marasco. Puts it up, comes up short. Thought he might have been fouled there, but... That was the first minute of the second quarter. We're still scoreless. Your Owls lead by four. There's a long jumper by Brookville off the mark. Daniel Marasco gets the rebound. They thought he was fouled.
Yeah,
the coaches did.
Gabe Miller was lucky. That would have been his third. And it definitely was a foul.
Talon Reese kicks it out to his little brother, who takes a three. Oh. And it's off the mark, rebound almost by the Owls, but Brookville comes away with it. Still scoreless in the third quarter, 28-24, your Owls lead. Good defense here by the Owls. Danny Marasco pressures the ball. There's a pick and a long three ball off the mark, rebounded by Brookville.
Yeah, no one boxed. They just kind of looked at the ball, went right up in the air, and Gabe Miller just came down with it. And Brookville's getting an extra possession here.
Yep, they reset it. They bring it out after the long three ball was off the mark. Back up top. Still no points here in the second half.
And we're about two and a half minutes into the half here.
Brookville penetrates, kicks it back out. Another penetration. That one goes up. Mid-range jumper off the mark. Gets his own board. And stolen away by
that was Taryn.
Taryn Reese. I almost said Evan Troisi. I always talk about the same haircut and the same body. Oh,
good board by Daniel Marasco. Twilliger put up a three, and Danny went up high and grabbed it. Extra possession for the Owls here. Out to Marcus again. Three, no good. So two open looks there for Marcus.
So we've played 3 minutes in the second half, and there's a turnover by Brookville. Twilliger's away with the ball. Quick pass over to Rulo. Spin, sky hook, short.
That was a pass.
It went right to Twilliger. You're going to call it a pass?
It's a pass every time.
It was a sky hook pass.
Yeah, he was looking for Marcus to go up and dunk it. But
so that foul is on Lucas for Brookville, his second, the team's second. Still scoreless here in the second half. Owls with a four-point lead. They get it into Daniel Marasco. Gets it out to Taryn Reese. Taryn Reese calling out the play. Owls spread out a little bit. Out to Marcus Twilliger, who drives in a bit. Kicks it back out to Taryn. Taryn, top of the key. Out to Rulo on the wing. Rulo gets it down low. That's Talon Reese who gets it blocked. Brookville comes away with it.
Yeah, Talon got smoked up high. There's no foul. And then they're coming back down the other way. And I thought they were going to call that on
they're
Talon.
They're letting them play both sides.
And that's the thing.
If it's
sure,
consistent.
Talon got smoked down here. Talon smoked them down here. And there's no foul. So that I'm completely fine if you call it like that.
Consistency. So we're almost at the halfway point of the third quarter, and no points have been scored yet.
The announcer jinx.
Announcer jinx.
Yeah, we were talking about.
There's a shot off the mark for Brookville. Daniel Maresco strong for the rebound. So we did make it to the halfway point, Gavin.
Yeah. We were talking about how they're going to get Carter with a moving screen. So that's his third. It was kind of a soft moving screen, but it was a moving screen nonetheless. And Carter got a...
Did you get a technical?
Carter got a technical. Carter got a technical.
So in a close game like this, that's not good.
So that's his fourth foul.
He gets two for that?
Yeah, since he got the original and then he got the technical. So he has four fouls now. So he picked up two fouls in essentially 2 seconds.
Oh, no. Not good. Carter Rulo's been strong tonight. He's going to have to come out of the game. Looks like Simmons and Troisi are going to check in.
And that sent Luke Burton to the line. He didn't score in the first half. He gets one right here. So he's going to get another. Yeah, that's just...
Brookville's going to get a chance to tie the game here with possession after this free throw, which is up and good.
Yeah, that was just unfortunate. I didn't see if Carter said anything, if he motioned towards him, but...
Okay, 28-26. The Owls lead just under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brookville with possession.
Yeah, the Owls got to find a way to turn this kind of into momentum, you know. Right the ship a little bit, you know, when you haven't scored in 4 minutes. When that first one falls, it gets more confidence. So just try and find that first one and go from there. But first off, they got to get a stop defensively.
And there's a beautiful... pass down low to Haynes, who puts it in. We got a tie ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Marcus Twilliger, the other end, spin move at the foul line.
And a foul.
And he's fouled.
And that's going to be Jesse Lucas. So he's picked up three fouls in the first 4 minutes of this half.
Wow.
And he's a starter. But luckily, his brother Wyatt's going to come in and check in for him.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing with Brookville. They got such a deep bench, like we said. They've got 9 guys on the score sheet right now.
Inbound pass to Talon Reese. Talon takes a mid-range jumper off the mark, and it's rebounded by Simmons.
And Coach Benardi's getting a timeout here.
Who gets a timeout? Coach Benardi gets a timeout. We're going to take it with him. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. The Owls come out of into the second half with a four-point lead. The only 4 points scored in this quarter have been Brookville, so we have a tie ball game.
Yeah.
And Carter Rulo picked up 2 quick fouls to now have 4. So momentum has swung, certainly, but we're still in a tie ball game. So.
Yeah, and I think that was a good timeout there by Butch Minardi, you know, Talon put up a shot, missed. Luckily, they came down the offensive rebound. Just call a timeout, gather the troops, and essentially the first 20 minutes of this game doesn't matter anymore. It's a tie game. We're starting fresh. And so just got to find a way to, you know, go on a little run. And, you know, they've done it in this game. Basketball's a game of runs.
They have. So they get it into Terwilliger. Terwilliger at the top of the key. Gets it down low to Troisi. Troisi back out to Simmons. Simmons looks for an open man. Gets it to Terwilliger. Terwilliger into the corner. Down low, Daniel Marasco. Spin move. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful triple move by Marasco, and the shot's off the mark.
Yeah, just.
Brookville comes away with a rebound.
I mean, it was a tough finish, but, man, that would have been so nice to have for Daniel. You know, get a little run kick started potentially for the Owls. Now you just got to get another defensive stop here.
Just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, tie ball game. They're probably very good at that Southern District 9 thing as well.
Yeah,
they can burn up the rest of this quarter and not take a shot. There's a shot they did take, and is that Rulo in there?
That was
Daniel Marasco with the rebound.
Yeah.
Oh, Troisi dribbles it off his foot, looking for a foul, goes fast the other way. Talon Reese with a foul on the floor.
You know, right now you can look at this quarter from two point of views. The Owls have scored 0 points offensively. However, they've only let in 4 points defensively.
And two of those were because of technical free throws.
So, I mean, like, it's not really getting away from them. That's like, they just got to keep grinding.
Here comes a spark plug into the game. Cole Blatch. Cole Blatchley into the game, and there is a basket by Haynes.
That's going to be Haynes' 7th point of the night.
Brookville takes the lead, their first lead since early in the game.
Yeah.
30-28. Talon Reese with the ball. Troisi. Marasco. There's Blatchley. Blatchley gets it back to Daniel Marasco. Marasco to Simmons in the corner. Simmons out to Troisi. Troisi to Simmons. Simmons with a floater.
There you go.
Nice little 5-foot floater by Simmons. And the Owls are on the scoreboard here in the third. We're back to a tie ball game.
That's big right there. You know, you kind of got your bench back into it. That's what you needed, you know. Just get that. Once you get that first one, you have the confidence back.
Brookville around the outside. Long shot. Good three ball by number 23, Haynes. Haynes is on fire in this third quarter. That's his 7th point. There's a steal by Brookville.
And travel.
Traveling. Good defense there by Talon Reese. Forces a travel. Taylor comes back into the game for Brookville for Mackins. So the Owls trail by 3, 33-30. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Simmons comes across the timeline.
Yeah, the Owls just need to keep this game within one possession going into the fourth. Can't. If you don't score here, it's all right, but you have to get a defensive stop.
Troisi with the ball, gets it to Daniel Marasco. Simmons, Talon Reese. Talon Reese makes a move on his guy, gets down low, passes it to Daniel Marasco, who gets fouled. He'll take two.
Looks like they got maybe Reese Taylor on that foul.
That is Reese Taylor, his first. So Daniel Marasco will be at the line trying to cut this to a one-point game.
Yeah, this is some two big free throws here for Daniel. First one's up, and no good. Let's see if Daniel can convert the second, make it a two-point game. It would be huge. And he does. That's big. That's big, especially if you can get a stop here and you can just go into that fourth quarter down by one possession. I would be certain that Brookville is going to hold for one, and that looks they look like they're going to do. They got Haynes up top.
So 24 seconds to go. Haynes back on the logo.
No, I mentioned at halftime, you know, we haven't seen much ISO ball. We're going to see it right here with Haynes and Talon.
Yep, but if they get much of a lead in the fourth quarter, then we got to stay close. So here's looks like a long two off the mark. Rebounded Maresco. Oh, time runs out. Daniel would have had a breakaway. That's the end of the third quarter with the score, Brookville 33, Bradford 31. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Brookville with the ball. 2-point lead. The Owls were only able to manage 3 points there in the third quarter and relinquished their 4-point lead to a 2-point deficit. Brookville with possession. Around the outside, all the way around. Try to get it down low, not open. Back around the other way. Long passes all the way around. Now they get it down low. Foul line, kicked back out. Yeah. They're in no hurry whatsoever. No,
they're taking a book out of ECC here.
Yep.
They don't see anything. They're just going to run a new set. It's not of a stall. It's more of just working for a really, really good shot. And they found the really, really good shot, as that was Haynes for two.
And that was Haynes, and he laid it in. Owls now trail by four. Terwilliger.
And he's going to the line.
Terwilliger works himself two free throws.
Yeah, they got Burkett with that foul. That's going to be his first.
Marcus went in, put up a circus shot, and got the call. So two free throws here, and they're big. They're all big from here on forward.
Yeah. Especially when you're trailing, it's a way to get back into the game without any time coming off the clock. So that's Marcus's. I mean, Simmons is the only one that's scored here in the second half, but until now. And that one's off the back rim. And it's going down, yeah. That was actually a very good call. Looked like Talon hit the back of the kid's hand into the ball.
Okay. So out of bounds off Brookville. Owls with a chance to cut into this 3-point deficit. They get it back to Talon Reese, who drives, gets it out to Maresco, who's fouled.
Yep, that's going to be on Reese Taylor. That's his second.
Two quick fouls, team fouls here for Brookville.
And that's big because, again, the best way to cut into a lead is going to the free throw.
Yep,
because
get
then
to that fifth foul.
Yeah, and then there's no, you're scoring with no time coming off the clock.
So Terwilliger's going to inbound it. Owls down by three.
Got to get it in.
Backcourt. Backcourt for Troisi. Evan Troisi into the corner. Terwilliger down low. Talon Reese. Nice pass to Daniel Maresco, who lays it in. Beautiful pass by Talon Reese. Good conversion by Maresco. Yeah. Now it's trailed by one.
That's big. Yeah, I'm curious to see how much time Brookville's going to work off it.
Yeah.
Because it's like I said, it's not a stall. So Coach Hobbs used to have a thing, nines, sevens, fives, threes, and ones. Nines are uncontested layups. They're looking for a nine right now. So they're running a set, and if there's not a nine, they're just kicking it back out and running a new set. They're just going to be constantly looking for those open shots.
And they did last time down the court. There's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Brookville. Put back up and in, and a foul.
That's Burkett. first points.
Burkett with his first points of the game.
And they got Marcus with that. That's going to be his second. So Burkett's heading to the line. Chance to extend this lead back up to four. That was just a killer. They forced a tough shot. They missed, but Burkett was just able to grab the rebound and lay it back up.
Taren Reese checks back into the game for Simmons. Free throws up off the mark. Rebound. Out of bounds off Brookville.
Yeah.
Looked like they were going to get a rebound. So it's still one possession. Owls trailed by three. 5:52 to go in the game. Terwilliger brings it up across the timeline. Terwilliger. Taren Reese. Reese down to his brother Talon. Talon drives, gets. They call a flop?
I think they might have.
I'm not familiar with that, so is it just standard foul?
No, so it's a warning.
Okay.
So what they do is the first one, it's just a warning. The second time he does it, I believe it's going to be a technical.
Okay. So Talon put a shoulder into him a little bit, and he went flying. they deemed it to be a flop. So Owls with possession, down by three. Around the outside, Terwilliger looking for Talon Reese. Talon trying to make a move on his guy, gets it to the foul line. Out to Taren Reese.
Good
back
pass
to Talon.
And Hauser, not a foul there. Luckily, it stays with the Owls, but man.
Questionable
that's no,
there.
That's no different from the and one down there on Burkett.
Yep.
If anything, that was more of a foul on Talon right there.
So Taren's going to inbound. Owls still with possession. Daniel Marasco. No, that's Talon Reese. This time they get the foul. He's going to get two shots.
And right now, they need to keep attacking Kellen Haynes. They need to because Talon is putting his shoulder into him.
Yep.
And he just got that flop warning. He just got a foul called on him. And he's starting to lose his composure a little bit. Because the second and the next time Talon drops a shoulder into him and he falls down, it's a 50-50 chance it's going to be a technical on him.
The first free throw is off the mark for Talon Reese. 5 minutes to go. Owls trail by three. Second one is up. And off the mark. Rebounded by Brookville. They got to have them free throws.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Got to have them.
But still, attack. If you're Talon, keep going into Haynes' chest.
Quick hand there by Twilliger. Almost created a turnover. There's
a
drive.
Jump ball.
There's a drive with an extra Euro step.
And you know, the Brookville fans aren't too happy about it, but it was a travel, and luckily for them, it was a jump ball.
Yeah.
So now the possession will go back to Brookville, the next jump ball we have.
So the Owls still trail by three. Terwilliger with the ball.
There's a big
three ball off the mark. That was Troisi with a three.
And that was a good look. That's a look you're willing to take.
Yeah, wide open. You got to take it.
It was early in the possession, but if you have a three that wide open, down by three, take it.
So Brookville looks over the instructions from their coach, and it's exactly what you had described. Just looking for the really perfect.
Yeah, it's get the 2 points or draw fouls, and they're drawing fouls right now. So that's on Taylor in his second, and that's going to send Reese Taylor to the line.
Simmons going to check in after this first free throw.
Now it's up and good.
There's the difference in your game, Gavin.
Yeah, free throws. I mean, Taylor.
Simmons checks in for Troisi.
Yeah, Taylor alone, he's at three free throws. Burton's hit two free throws, and the Owls have hit.
They've got a few, but they've missed a lot as well.
Yeah, missed a lot.
And they trail by four. 4 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Second free throw's up, off the mark.
And they got to come down to that board, and they did.
Twilliger to Marasco. Good job.
That's
back
big.
To Twilliger. Twilliger gets fouled.
That's perfect. That's exactly what the Owls needed. They got Reese Taylor to pick up a foul. That's his third. And he's been a really good player off the bench for Brookville.
So here's a big one. That's their fourth team foul. So the next team foul, the Owls will be shooting free throws with 4 minutes left. They just got to convert them if they get them. Talon or Dwilliger into Taryn Reese. Taryn Reese gets it down low to Talon. Talon works it around, brings it back out. Still hasn't picked up his dribble. He does. He gets it to Simmons. Simmons. Brookville's picked up the defensive pressure here. To Williger. Into the foul line. Kicks it back out to Marasco. There's Taryn Reese with a drive and a fadeaway. Comes up short.
I don't think that was a shot they were looking for. It was a good look. Taryn was just kind of, you know, fading to his left a little. So that makes that shot that much harder when you're not squared up.
3:28 to go in the game. Owls trail by four. Big possession here. Oh, there's a quick hand. Oh, several quick hands, and Brookville comes away with it. I think that's going to be on Terwilliger.
Yeah. They gave it, yeah.
Took us that long to find out if it was on Terwilliger,
yeah.
Folks. So, Brookville with the ball, that's the third team foul. They pass it around the outside. Still a four-point game. 3 minutes to go in the game. There's a pass down low off the mark.
Jump ball and Brookville ball.
Brookville's ball.
So that's kind of where that jump ball a few possessions ago came back up. It was a clear travel on Brookville, and they called it jump.
I'm really surprised that guy missed that little layup there.
Yeah. But.
Okay, possession here for Brookville. Going to take a three. It's good.
That was...
That's Burton.
Burton, his second three in the second half. He has
Terwilliger
8 points.
Quick to the other end. Puts it in. Marcus Terwilliger takes it to coast to coast. Lays it in over his man. Five-point lead.
5 points. The Owls aren't out of this yet. They just got to get a defensive stop here and get a bucket, and you're right back into it. You're going to eventually have to start playing the foul game.
Down to 2.5 to go. Owls trail by 5, 41-36. Looks like they're almost baiting them into an open shot.
Yeah, that's
but
in like that last three, like you can live with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit the shot and there's a steal.
A turnover. Talon Reese all the way, too hard off the backboard. Talon comes up slowly, but he's okay. And off the mark, rebounded by Brookville. There's a steal by Reese again.
Hopefully he can finish this one. He's fouled, and he's going to the line.
This time he's going to the line for two. So Talon with two steals there and breakaways. This time he's fouled.
And that was, I will say, that last one where Talon missed it. You know, he was kind of slow getting up. That was a class act by Jesse Lucas to check on him. He very easily could have, which most people would have just ran down the floor. They would have had a 5-on-4. Lucas checked on Talon to make sure he was all right. So that was a class act out of Jesse Lucas.
We got
there.
A timeout with 1:41 to go. We're going to take it with him. This is Bradford Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the finish. 1:41 to go. Owls trail by 5. Going to be at the line for 2. Talon Reese. We need these free throws, certainly.
Yeah, he missed his last 2 at the line. So, big chance here for Talon to redeem himself and, you know, get this game back to 1 possession. Got it. That's
first
big.
One's up and in.
Kind of hit every part of the rim there, but... They all count the same.
They do.
Big,
and the second one's
big.
Good. So we're back to a three-point game. Brookville with a lead. Three-quarter court pressure here by the Owls. They think, they almost created the turnover. It goes to Brookville.
And
they quick got a, hands. Yep, quick hands. Perfect. Knock it out of bounds.
And, you know, you got 90 seconds here. You can play this out for another 20 seconds, I'd say, because you still have a foul to give.
Yep.
So you can play this out for another 20 seconds, see if you can get a steal, and then I would start fouling, you know. Force your hand.
Ooh, oh, man. Almost a steal on the inbound.
Close. They're getting close here. And that's what they needed, a four shot.
They got the poor shot. Yeah, Marasco with the rebound.
It only took 10 seconds off the clock.
Chance to cut it to one or tie it.
Here's it for the tie.
Off the mark. Daniel Marasco strong for the rebound. Back to Talon, who takes it in and looked like he was fouled. They did not give it to him.
Oh, and then they got a steal.
Taryn Reese with a foul. I'll tell you, Talon took it in strong, and two guys hammered it pretty good.
And that was no different here.
Comes back the other way. And
But honestly, that's okay because you still had a foul to give. You obviously wanted the steal, but you had a foul to give. In another mess.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're giving a gift right there.
Yeah.
Talon Reese down by three. The ball, 51 seconds to go.
You can't force a three, but you also can't turn the ball over, and he didn't. Marcus from the corner. Now you got to start. You got to get one. You got to get one.
There's a foul in the backcourt.
I think we got a timeout.
It is a timeout. Full timeout. We're going to take one more break with 38 seconds to go. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Gavin Piscatelli, Owl's Nest, District 9 Basketball, Brookville Raiders 41, Bradford Owls 38. Now, what more could you ask for, Gavin?
An Owls win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, man, a table of two halves here. I mean, you scored 28 points in the first half. You only scored 10 in this, but... Again, the way they've locked in defensively, they've given themselves a chance. You're down by one possession, 38 seconds, and they've shown they've been able to create turnovers out of this pressure. They just need another one right here.
Almost right there.
And a strong take for two. Oh, man. They are just so close to getting these. Now you got to look to play the foul game.
Yep. Still playing tough.
That's who I would foul, is Miller. Or
he
just whipped it away. He threw it away.
He got frustrated and threw
it away. That is
nobody on his team can understand. He threw it up into the bleachers.
Yeah, I mean, wow. But again, 23 seconds down by three. You don't have to settle for a three. Get hard to the lane. Get a two. Lock in defensively. So here we go.
Here comes Terwilliger. Quick down the court. 21 seconds to go. Talon Reese with the ball. Timeout taken by Coach Benardi.
I like that. That's a good timeout. Get a set play going here.
Set it up.
The way the set play is going to work, I'm sure, it's going to be kind of a two-tier play. First tier, get that open three look. If the open three look is not there, do not force it. You then go to your second option, which is going to be an easy two.
Yep. And Brookville should give them the easy two. Well, they don't give it, but it should be an easy two.
Brookville, you don't really.
On the other end, Brookville's really missed on a couple of real easy conversions themselves.
They've had many chances to put
that
away.
That dude just got, I call him a dude. That young kid just got frustrated and threw the ball out of bounds.
I think he was just panicked. Miller, he's had two early fouls. He came out of the game early. He hasn't really established himself much in this game.
So the Owls with possession, I think it's 23 seconds, 21 seconds maybe. We've got the timeout clock counting down. But it looks like a fantastic finish here. I hope the Owls can make it happen. Down by three with possession. Both teams will shoot a free throw on the next foul. Two free throws, 17.5 to go. Talon Reese is going to inbound. We've got Twilliger, Simmons, T- Taryn Reese and Marasco in there with Talon. Talon's got the ball. 15 seconds. Talon up top. Daniel with a pick. Talon now, with the ball. Talon drives.
Now you need a three. You're running out of time.
They take the two. They get fouled. He's going to have to miss the second free throw if he can make the first one.
Yeah, you got to make the first and then miss the second.
So we're going to shoot two here, down by three with 2.6 seconds. Now the Owls just ran out of time there and couldn't get it out for a three ball.
Yeah, Simmons and Taryn Reese need to get up closer to the line here. Now you miss this on purpose. Talon needs to just whip this at the front of the rim, get his rebound, and kick it to a shooter. I mean, you don't practice this. You don't. So it's going to be tough, but... And I'm sure that's what Coach Bernard
is going to tell
him. Hey, Talon.
You got to hit the rim with it. You got to make it move.
And it's super hard to do because you have to hit it off that front rim just perfect where it doesn't shoot down or doesn't shoot up. It has to shoot right back out to you. And you have to wait for it to hit the rim before Talon can run after it.
Yep.
And then you just got to kick it out and hope for a look. That's all you're asking for now is a look.
Yeah, it'd be a crazy miracle right now, but it's been a great game. The Owls trail by three, one free throw pending here for the Owls. This has been happening both of the boys, the Lady Owls and the boys Owls. Second half, they've just the top has went on the basket in the second half, and there's nothing there really.
I mean, they scored 28 points in that first half, and then to come back with 10. I mean, it's surprising because it seemed like everything was clicking for him in the first half. So here we go.
Here goes Talon with an attempt to bang it off the rim and get a rebound. He does get it off. Nope, rebounded by Brookfield.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
Point two seconds to go. Brookfield's going to shoot two. Talon got it to come off the rim.
He did.
But they were unable to. Good box out there by Brookfield.
Yeah, so... Isaac Burkett, he's going to go to the line here with
0.2. Owls are going to come up short tonight, but I'll tell you, a great game, great effort. Once again, as we talked about all season, they continue to grow. He missed the first free throw, but I don't even know if they, with 0.2, they allow him to catch it and throw it. It's got to be a tip in. He misses the second one, and it runs out. So that's going to be your final score, Brookville Raiders 41. Bradford Owls 38. We're going to tally up some stats and be back with a post-game show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
James Patrick, Gavin Piscatelli back here at the Owl's Nest. You know, it's sad that the Owls didn't come up with a win, but it was an exciting game and a good performance all around.
Yeah.
It was good to have Gavin back. The final score is Brookville 41, Bradford 38. Tight fought game, 4-point lead for the Owls at halftime. Crazy even scoring on both sides. Just a heartbreaking loss.
And, you know, I mentioned before the game there, you know, something we needed to kind of see out of the Owls was bench points.
Yep.
Well, they got...
Four.
And one starter went without points.
Yep.
So the outs had five guys in the score sheet. Brookville had 10.
Yep.
And we knew that was going to happen. We knew Brookville had a strong bench. You know, they played a bunch of guys, and the wheels just came off in the second half. I mean, everything was clicking for the Owls. When you can score 28 points in the first half against this type of team, it's you know, they had all the momentum going in, and then...
Yep, only just, 10 points for the Owls in the second half. So the Owls come away on senior night with a loss. There's one more game Tuesday night at home against the Elk County Crusaders. Our next broadcast will be Monday night, when the Lady Owls take on the Smithport Lady Hubbers. So let's wrap it up with the leading scorers for Brookville. Haynes had 9 points and Burton with 8 points.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of fours and fives, but really just shared
across the
board.
And those were
kind
of the difference. The fours and fives were the difference.
Yep.
I mean, they lost by three, so that, let's just say, Wyatt Lucas coming off the bench, those 5 points. I mean, huge.
Yep.
And he scored those 5 points consecutive.
So,
then for the Owls,
For
the Owls, Marcus led the way with 10. Talon and Daniel each 9. Carter with 6. And then the unfortunate, just the bang-bang, you know, foul,
yep.
Technical foul, just kind of killed the momentum a little bit. And it was just unfortunate. And then Tyler Simmons with 4.
That was a big swing when Rulo's playing really well, really strong, and went out with the fourth foul there, 3 and 4 within 2 seconds. That was probably a big turning point. We're going to close it out here. Once again, the Owls come up on the short end of Brookville Raiders, 41-38. We'll be back with you again here on WSB Sports Monday, right around 7:20 is a good start time. So until then, this is James Patrick at Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.